day, 4 is Rosh Chodesh, 5 is Yom Tov, 6... Three is Shabbos Mincha, fine, and Tain is Sibur as well. But three is the weekday in Shabbos Mincha, 4 is Rosh Chodesh, 5 is Yom Tov, 6 Yom Kippur, 7 is Shabbos. When is there 8? Simchas Torah, there are 8. Okay, there are 5, think about it. On Simchas Torah, there are 5 Kiruyim to finish. There are 6. You have 4 Aliyos. And then you have Me'oina, which is Kol Hana'arim. That's number 5. Kol Hana'arim is 5. Chosin Torah is 6. Chosin Bereshis is 7. And Maftir is 8. It's not really fair because it's really 7. So Simchas Torah, is that correct? You have 4. Kol Hana'arim, 4 aliyas. Kol Hana'arim, is that correct? Kol Hana'arim is Chamishi. And then Chosin Torah is Shishi. And Chosin Bereshis is the 7th aliyah. And then Maftir. But Maftir is anyway Maftir. So it's really not 2, it's really 7. So Shabbos is 7. Simchas Torah is really 7 aliyas. Interesting how you want to look at that. You want to look at it's 6? You want to say it's 6 or 7? It breaks the rules. Simchas Torah, you're breaking the rules. You only have 6. You only have 6 on Yom Kippur. And L'chaira, you can say that you're really having 6. If you don't want to include Chosin Bereshis, you want to count how many you're learning from the Sefer Torah, the first Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah, you are learning... Yeah.
Which means you
have
7 on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So then you're making... You have Shavim, so it's a
Brachah.
You're learning seven aliyas.
Does that include Chosin Torah? Right. Does that include Vizois? Not necessarily, because you have 7 aliyas with Chosin Bereshis. But just like when you have 3 Sefer Torah, Shabbos Chanukah, you have 3. You only learn 6 from the first Sefer Torah. From the first.
Six.
Sorry.
Chosin Torah is the 6th
aliyah.
So it's the Shabbos, you need it to be the 7th.
Okay. No, you're not necessarily. You don't, because you're going to have Chosin Bereshis is going to be number 7. And just like when you have 3 Sifrei Torah, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you have only 6 in 1 Sifrei Torah, and number 7 is going to be Parsha Chodesh, Shkolim, is going to be number 7. All right, but so it's interesting that on Simchas Torah follows the pattern L'cho'ira of Yom Kippur. What does Simchas Torah have in common with Yom Kippur? They have in common that they have 6 aliyos. They have 6 aliyos in 1 Sefer Torah. And then you want to go to the second Sefer Torah, it's going to be 7. And Maftir makes it like it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you have 8 aliyos with the Maftir. So okay, all right, that's the main point I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is what happens, you want to make a Sofis. Let's say you have chiyuvim, whatever the situation is, you want to have more aliyos. So are you allowed to add additional aliyos to Kriyas HaTorah? It says there are seven oilim. Gemara says there are 7 oilim. Does that mean it's a minimum of 7? Or it means it's exactly 7? So a person gets pulled over by a cop for speeding, and the cop says, you know what the speed limit is? So he points at the sign, it says 65. You were going 90. So the guy says, officer, I thought 65 was the minimum.
There are some places where...
The minimum. Okay, so there's a minimum. So when it says in the Chazal there are 7 aliyahs, does that mean it's the minimum? Or does that mean it's the precise number? So some want to suggest, halacha lemaisa, obviously many hold that it's a minimum. If you want to have more aliyahs, gezunta hate, but you have to be careful. I mean, we're sort of makbid to a degree not to repeat psukim. And when you finish an aliyah, there are certain rules. You should not be mesayim medovara. You're not allowed to be mesayim where there are 2 more psukim left to a parasha psucha, parasha stuma. Okay, there are certain guidelines which are going to limit you to, you can't have 100 aliyahs, but there are certain guidelines, and basically it's very common to that if you want to add more aliyahs, so you have to, ezer chochem arayas anoylad, how to calculate. There are some people that have a rule that they're not going to make chosafis until shishi. Okay, some don't hold to that rule. There are all different types of customs of how to break up the aliyos. We're not doing that, not getting to that. But the question is, can you have more than seven aliyos? So again, it is very, very common in Klal Yisrael. If you follow certain rules, you can have more than seven aliyos. However, there are those that oppose this for a very interesting reason. In the time of Chazal, what was the way we made... in the time of Chazal, how did you make... how did we... recite the blessings for Kriyas HaTorah? The person who received the first aliyah, the Kohen who got the first aliyah, would make a bracha rishona, asher bochar banu mikol ho'amim v'naslanu estarasai. Baruch atah Hashem nesein HaTorah, they would lain, v'yishlach Yaakov ma'alachim lefnev leisav ochiv, aritz aseis sidei adoim, v'chulu v'chulu, and when the Baal Kriyas stopped reading, that was it. The oile stop. He did not make the bracha acharoina. And then you call up another person, and the Baal Kriya continues to read. And you call up seven people. And the person who gets the last aliyah, number seven, he, when he finishes reading, he makes the bracha acharoina. Asher nosan lanu teras emes v'chayel lametav esacheinu. So it used to be, in the previous generations, in the time of the Gemara, there was only one bracha rishoina recited by the Kohen, and one bracha acharoina recited by the one who is Messiah, the Kriyas HaTorah. That was it. Something changed. What exactly changed? It's not so clear what changed. But what changed is that now every oiler makes a bracha rishoina and a bracha acharoina. Some will argue that it's really shloikedin. It's a bracha levatola. To make a bracha, for every single person to make a bracha rishoina, bracha acharoina, you're really stretching what you're really allowed to do, maker hadin. Okay? Kevon de doshu be rabim, that's the way the world is. It is accepted hanachlahem li yisholim inavim ben inavim that everyone that gets an aliyah makes bracha rishona bracha achroina. However, here comes the catch, because really it's a problem because it's not the way it was done mikra din in time of Chazal. So and everyone is making their own brachas. We should not add more aliyos than seven. When you make a hoisafa, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, so now you're having more than Zion Kuruyim. Okay, you want to have more than seven people come to the Torah of night, it's good and fine. But at Kidei Kach, that number 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 can make their own independent bracha rishon and bracha acharoina. If we're living in a generation where you only make a bracha rishon for the first aliyah, and you make a bracha acharoina for the last aliyah, and you want to go pad the Kriya Satar by having molt, you want to pad the laning by adding multiple aliyos. You want to pad the Kriya by having more people come to the Torah to read from the Torah. Okay, no harm done. Seven will hold as the minimum. You have more people because anyway they're not making new blessings. But if Chazal said there are seven oilim, and now you want to add 10 oilim, and you want them also to make an independent bracha rishona, bracha acharoina, isn't that a little bit of a stretch? It's a little bit too far to go. This is the argument that the B'nai Torah have why it's not proper to add more than seven aliyos. Number one, who says seven is the minimum? Maybe seven is the hakpada. Is that's what it's supposed to be, period. Just like during the weekday, it's unheard of to have more than three. It's unheard of on Rosh Chodesh to have more than four. It's unheard of to have more than five and six. And there's an exception, right? There's an exception. And Baruch is an exception to the Mishnah Berurah. When you make a mistake, there is an exception in Chanami, but Me'ikar Adin, we don't do this. So who says it on Shabbos? You can go and you can make more than seven. Okay, you want to be Mekel. Fine. But now you want to be Mekel and you also want to allow those extra people to make their own bracha rishon and bracha acharoina when already it's a chiddush that the seven people can make their own bracha rishon and bracha acharoina. You're really going a little bit too far. That's why there's an objection. That's why you will find in certain kehilos where choik v'lo yavar, they will never ever have more than seven aliyos. The Chaim Berlin, never. Never choik v'lo yavar, yehorik v'al yavar, to have more than seven aliyos. Rai Davin and Shul and Shabbos, and regular Shabbos, there it's also yeshiva. They don't, but occasionally, maybe once a year, maybe once a year, if there's multiple simchas, smachas, or there are yard sites, and there is a unique situation, they'll make ha'isafa, no problem. They'll make ha'isafa. They don't, it's kimat, almost never. Maybe once a year, once in 2 years it happens. But if it's you need to do it, they'll do it. Okay, but this is part of the discussion. Now, when you do make a ha'isafa, how do you call up the number eight? Well, the last person, the meaning is to call them acharon, ya'amoid. Now, these are just conventions. It doesn't really mean anything. I mean, even to call up a person, it's very common. Baruch, when you called up someone to an aliyah, did you say the name of the aliyah? Ya'amoid, ploini ben ploini, shlishi. Did you say the word shlishi?
Except I didn't say it on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos.
But on Shabbos, did you say it?
Yes.
You said. You said them all. Now, is that an Iker Hadin, or is that just it's something that we do? We do for whatever reason why we do it. The Iker is to call, there's a minhag to call up a person. You be called to the Torah, there's such a bakar. You call, Ya'amoid Ploini Ben Ploini. Is there
maybe
also...
to call the name, not the aliyah.
Right, just the name. Ya'amoid Ploini Ben Ploini.
Because upon all the mice of the Baron, he used to call up Ya'amoid Ploini Ben Ploini. So it's from a regular Shishiva. I heard a real fan tell me all this in public story. And what happened was, he went over to the rabbi and said, from now on, you have to call me out. Ramon, Moreno, Rabbeinu, Aaron, Ben, Rabbeinu, Shalom, he's more famous, I'm sure. So the rabbi went over to him and asked him, how come till now to call you out for Shishiva about your name? Now you have to call your name. He says because there was a split out of about the shul. Half the shul left, and they became conservative. And he says, by the conservatives, they only call up Shishi, the V, Shishi. They only call up by the name of the leader. They don't call you up by your name. So we have to show them that they have to call up by the name.
The name. It's not enough to call up just a talent, Rosh HaYeshiva, or to call up Avi Meiri.
Some of these some don't. They say Yamoy Avi. They don't say the name.
Okay, so this is a different topic. This is a different topic. If there's a hakpada to say that, it's a different topic. I don't remember. There's a lot of interesting information on this. I didn't prepare. You're calling him up. No, you're calling up Konata's name. You're supposed to identify the person as being a Kohen. Yes, a Kohen and a Levi, you identify the person as a Kohen. You don't call him up as the second Aliyah Levi. When you call him up HaLevi, the word HaKohen HaLevi is identifying the person, not the Aliyah. When you say Ya'amoid Ploini Ben Ploini HaKohen, you are identifying this person is a Kohen. And Mimela, he's getting the first Aliyah. And when you call him HaLevi, you don't say HaLevi, who is now getting the second Aliyah, Shani, or is being called for the Aliyah that we give. It's obvious. Okay, but in any event, we have a custom that we say, when you're calling up by the name of the Aliyah, I don't know if there is a makar for this, or it's something just a convention that we do. There's another convention, if you make a ha'isafa, so if it's the last Aliyah, you call up the person, Ya'amoid Ploini Ben Ploini, Acharoin. The last Aliyah, Acharoin. If there is no ha'isafa, you say Shivi'i. Shivi'i is automatically the last Aliyah. It's assumed to be the last Aliyah. But if you're making a Hoysafa, you call them up Acharon. Let's say you make multiple Hoysafas. So anything that is the second to last, you say Hoysafa. Ya'amoid Ploini Ben Ploini, Hoysafa. I think they say Hoysafa, is that correct? Hoysafa as an addition. Now here's the question. The question is, this is Parsha. We have the word Acharon. Is the word Acharon mean the last, or does the word Acharon, can it also mean the second to last? For example, this is an auction. There's an auction, and you auction off all the aliyahs, and then you auction off Acharon. And Acharon goes for $10,000, Acharon. And then there's an emergency in the shul, and they want to add another aliyah. And they want to give the person who bid, who won Acharon, They want to give him the second to last aliyah. And they want to give somebody else the very last aliyah. This is a Maisha Haya. Whatever the case is. And this is a Maisha Haya, where the person who bid on the aliyah, he bid for Acharon. And then it turned out that something happened and they gave him the second to last aliyah, and they gave the last aliyah to somebody else. So he did not want to pay for the aliyah. I bid for Acharon and you gave me the second to last aliyah. So you're saying Acharon, Acharon means the second to last.
Because it's
the last, exactly. So this is the din Torah. Can you actually say that Acharon can mean anything that comes after something else? So in this week's parasha, Rashi comments that when Yaakov Avinu, when he arranged his children to meet Esav, it says he put first the shvachos v'yaldehen first, then Acharon was Lea Vila Deha Acharon, and then it says V'Rochel and Yosef was Acharonim. So it uses the word Acharon even by the middle, Lea Vila Deha. And in fact, Rashi on Lea Vila Deha, right, comments Acharon, Acharon Chaviv. So some want to see another example. Godol yeh kovoid habayis hazeh acharon yoiser min harishayin, that the bayis sheni will be more choshev, will be greater honor than the bayis rishayin. The bayis sheni was more beautiful. Hordis, when he rebuilt the bayis sheni, was more beautiful than the bayis rishayin. And number two, it lasted for 420 years, whereas the bayis rishayin only stood for 410 years. So godol yeh kovoid habayis hazeh acharon yoiser min harishayin. And acharon, now, does that mean to say there's not going to be a bayis shlishi? This is the Gemara. The Gemara says that, of course, it's going to be a bayis. Oh, but we're calling the bayis sheni acharon. But there's another Beis HaMikdash that's yet to come. So how can we call the bayis sheni acharon when there's still yet a third Beis HaMikdash that's yet to come? So what do you see? The word acharon does not mean the last. Acharon just means that it comes after something else. So if a person purchases the aliyah acharonah, Acharon, all that means he's not getting koyin. He's not getting koyin, but he can get shvi, or he can get a hoysofa. It does not necessarily mean that he's getting the very, very last aliyah, because in Tanakh, in this week's parasha, and in the pasuk of Godol yeh kovod habayis acharon, we see that the word acharon does not necessarily mean the very last. It can mean the second last. It can mean something which comes in the middle. So this is not a raya. This as a good try, it's a good opening for this topic, why this topic relates to this parasha, but this is not a kasha, because there's a difference between the way people speak and something that may be technically correct in Tanakh. In Tanakh, Enoch and Ami, in Tanakh,